But it is a Monday afternoon, and it is, you know what, one of our favourite segments of the week. I've got to say that. It's time to catch up with the great team from Sports Day. Not Badge and Sats, not Badge and Woogie, but Woogie and Sats. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Hello,
James. How are you?
Going good. It was a bit down, you blokes.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
What's up?
No, I'm fine. A lot of rain in southeast Queensland at the moment.
You should be chomping at the bit. Schoolies is around.
I know.
Like, it's all happening up there. Schoolies kicked off?
Yes, yep. Kicked off Friday night.
Yep. How was it?
It's been described as like one Entano Summer Ranch after the Sydney Olympics. They've already been declared the best schoolies ever for their behaviour.
Yeah. It's only day three.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, early crow. Early crow. Okay, let's talk about behaviour, boys. The Tim Payne situation. Now, what I said earlier in the show today is that, look, the whole thing's a shit sandwich. There's no doubt about that. However, what I do believe, boys, and you've both been involved in media a long time, I believe the manner in which Tim Payne has addressed this, being very quick to the party, very honest and upfront about the situation, a la Reece Walsh, I believe it has been handled very well from his point of view. Not forgiving him for what he's done, but I think the manner in which he's handled the situation has been basically as good as he possibly could. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, well, from all reports, it was his decision to step down. Cricket Australia, and even he unveiled that that Justin Langer wanted him to remain as skipper through this Ashes series. So to fall on his own sword, even though it was 4 years ago, again, like you're saying, to be an Australian player and have the integrity that they expect you to have and to make the decision to fall on your own sword 4 years later, I think it's I've got to take my hat off to him, to be quite honest. Again, not condoning what he did, but leading into an Ashes series, which is without a doubt one of our most prestigious trophies that we can win in Australian sport, and it may end up being his entire position in the side as well.
Yeah, I don't reckon he'll play.
Really?
I don't reckon he'll get picked. No, I think it'll be too much of a disturbance to the squad. I don't reckon they'll pick him.
You know, the one thing, guys, is that Mike Hussey, who, his assessment of the whole situation, I think, sums it up. And who knew he could predict the future of Tim Payne?
Plenty of men back on the leg side waiting for a mistimed pull shot. They know Tim Payne is a bit of a compulsive puller.
That's too early.
Yeah, is that too early? Even coming from you, Fletch, that's too early.
Mate, listen, we don't stoop to that low, that sort of stuff. Mate, that's not our go. Not at all. So police claim Toowoomba man had 17 grams of ice, sawn-off shotgun, and a bullet and a fake Rolex up in his anus area.
What?
25-year-old man.
This is Tuesday night.
25-year-old man was arrested by Toowoomba police after a search on Friday. Toowoomba police claim a 24-year-old man was found with 17 grams of ice, a sawn-off shotgun, 12-gauge cartridge, and a fake Rolex in his bum during a police search. Police claim Anthony Reuben Troy Wells was found hiding in a bathroom in a house in James Street and is subject to a warrant. Police claim the sawn-off shotgun was found in a vanity in your bathroom. A bum bag. Who would have thought he'd have a bum bag? A bum bag with documents belonging to Wells was also allegedly found in the bathroom. So what had happened was he was in a chase, locked himself in the ensuite, and just went, "Get this, India."
How do they find that? Like, how do they?
Because they saw him with it, and he had the set. Like, they knew they were onto something.
Yeah,
and they've just tracked him. What? Like, I'm not making this stuff up. What goes on up in Queensland?
Toowoomba.
What's wrong with Toowoomba?
No, Toowoomba's a great place.
Yeah, the Rolex watch that was up there. Is that like the scene from Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Do you think he...
Yeah.
This watch has been up my ass for 30 years.
Was it his watch?
Yeah. Well, that was fake too. Like, what's... If was his...
Did he have the Rolex, the fake Rolex, on his wrist at the time, and was his whole fist on the Rolex?
What? No,
I'm just asking.
No, you can't, man.
We don't talk about that. Hey, boys, where's the cheese going to go? Is he going to come down to Sydney and...
Oh, well, we asked you this last week, Fletch. You know the mayor of Sydney better than anyone, Nick Politis. He very rarely misses his man. He visited the location today. They missed out on a couple of others already.
Dolphins.
The Dolphins as well.
You'd be hating that, wouldn't you?
which is Pat Carrigan and Christian Welsh looking, they're going to renew as well. So, you know, you guys touched on that. But I don't know. It's, well, Brendan Smith, and it just comes down to who's going to pay him the most.
If I was him, I'd be staying in Melbourne. I think the worst thing, because we know he's a bit of a lad, bit of a character, likes a good time. Mm-hmm. Coming to the eastern suburbs is
bringing
possibly
him undone,
the
think?
Worst. Absolutely.
But it sounds like he won't get the dollars down there. I don't think the Storm are an option.
No, okay. Well, he's got to go to Brisbane then and just stay away from Wilsey.
Hey, boys, just on the chat around the Dolphins, we interviewed Lottie Dakiri on Saturday, and I had not heard this put forward as a name, but I reckon it's a ripper for the Dolphins. So the indigenous name for the area around Redcliffe, right, and apparently it's quite a large area, is Gubby Gubby, right?
Yep.
The Gubby Gubby Dolphins. I think that would be massive for the game of rugby league. It'd be massive for Australian sport where you adopt an indigenous name to be the moniker for a team, the Gubby Gubby Dolphins, right? And it can only happen once as far as being the first team to lead with a name such as that, right? And I think, you know, we have closed the gap round and all this sort of thing. The Gubby Gubby Dolphins, as put forward to us here at SEN by Lottie Dakiri, I think it's an absolute beauty. And I love our listeners to have their say.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. It'd be the first national sporting organisation to do that.
That's right.
And I've always believed from day one with this whole argument around no identity, dropping the Redcliffe name, which I thought was the right thing to do first and foremost, but still have still have some sort of location involved in the name. I've always thought this is a really smart marketing ploy, that they will throw it out there to the fans to come up with a name, or there is some, I think there is some method to their madness, and this could be the solution. I like it. I really like it.
So if it's the Gubby Gubby Dolphins, right, and you think about this, so you beat AFL to the punch, you beat all the other codes to the punch, and the NRL are leading with closing the gap by having a team called Gubby Gubby Dolphins, the indigenous name, right? Now you think about being a young indigenous kid from Armidale or Inverell or Tinga, and all of a sudden there is a team called the Gubby Gubby Dolphins really representing your people. You're telling me if that's not your number one team, it's your number two team, isn't it?
It is, and it automatically, as you explained, just gives you an emotional attachment to the brand as well. So, yeah, I like it. Well done, Lottie.
Yeah, is this been spoken about in the media?
Well, it's the very first time I've heard it, speaking to Lottie Dakiri on SEN on Saturday.
So,
and I want to give it some noise. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Gubby Gubby is the area, like the Gadigal down here.
Yes,
is that similar?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
So the area around Redcliffe itself is a very small peninsula, tiny. And when you look at the map, the geographical map, it's surrounded with an area called Moreton Bay, which is a really large area, large landmass, which leads up into the Sunshine Coast. Now, I think with the Dolphins coming to the comp, I don't anticipate the Melbourne Storm being there after the next 2 years. I think they'll serve the next 2 years. I think the Melbourne Storm will drop their association in the Sunshine Coast and allow Redcliffe to take over that area.
I don't agree. I don't think so. They're not going to give it up.
I just feel as though they'll search in place of another area.
You reckon they've got the association with the netball and everything up there, Sats. I don't think they will drop it, mate. They've built all of those
good
facilities
will.
Up there as well.
Where would they go, Sats? Where would the Melbourne Storm's next area be if they get kicked out of that?
Well, they do have a relationship with the East Tigers, who are part of the Firehawks. They do have a relationship with when they had their bid, and they do have a relationship with the Tigers, which they have for a number of years. Do they just build their junior base and their second feeder club there, right in the heart of Brisbane?
Can they go out to the west of Brisbane?
Possibly. Ipswich is free to be taken as well now that a license didn't go out there. And that would be a smarter solution.
That's what I'd do.
For Melbourne, yeah.
It's a big gap out there, boys, and the AFL have set up camp out there, and you need some rugby league presence out there.
Hey, boys, just the Gubby Gubby people are an Aboriginal Australian people native to southeastern Queensland.
Yep.
No further question, Your Honour. That's the name. That would get enormous support.
Absolutely, it would.
And you know the dolphin emblem. You could get an artist, Indigenous artist, to come up with something.
Yep.
Like it.
If you want to close the gap, that is the number one thing that rugby league could do. It would be absolutely massive. Not only that, too, from a point of a rugby league point of view, look, if you're a young kid coming through, and you can play AFL or you can play rugby league, and rugby league provides you the avenue to represent an Indigenous name such as the Gubbi Gubbi people. I mean, please. It is a wonderful... we're not taking claim of it, by the way.
It's Lottie.
I haven't seen it reported anywhere. Lottie Dakiri mentioned it on SEN on Saturday, and I think it's a fantastic idea by Lottie.
Good on you, Lottie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like
it. You know Gussie Gould better than most, Fletchy, and when the photo of Viliami Kikau was released on Friday with Trent Barrett and Gus in Bulldog shirt, I don't think Gus would be too perturbed about the photo being released, would he?
No, I don't think so.
He'd be loving it.
He did give the apology. It was quite coincidental the day before the Penrith Panthers did their fan day, wasn't it? And the photo, it's just... Yeah.
Can I just say this, though, on A grades, right? Seriously, like he had an unbelievable game in the grand final. Yep. Viliame Kikau. He's contributed to your team winning a premiership, which you haven't done so for 18 years. The fact he's been spotted in a Bulldogs polo and you're booing him at the Premier's parade, for me, A grade. What are you boys saying?
Oh, you're giving it to the Penrith population.
For bagging, for booing him. Who cares? He's done his job.
No.
You disagree?
Came up with a great tackle in the grand final, actually.
Of course he did.
I mean, anyone really can do that. Has he ever done one? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
if my club hadn't won a grand final for 18 years, and I was guaranteed a bloke's going to have a blinder in the grand final and he'd be spotted with a polo of an opposing club, you know, months later, rat's ass. I'm signing up to that.
It's just not a good look.
Thoughts, boys?
I was saying earlier on about Viliami, and he's very disappointed this photo got released. He didn't have to take a photo with a Bulldog shirt on. He didn't have to put the shirt on.
No, it's not smart.
No, but if the Bulldogs wanted to do it, don't they just like Photoshop it? You can Photoshop
anything. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
Sorry.
Can I throw this at you?
Yes.
Are the Bulldogs becoming the new Roosters? Are we starting to learn to hate the Bulldogs again?
Who's ever hated the Bulldogs? Are you saying you hate the Bulldogs?
No, but when they were massive in the 80s and that, they were like...
Everyone loved them. They were the dogs of war.
Well, not if you were an opposing team, you didn't. Mm. But are we getting back to the situation where we don't feel sorry for the Bulldogs anymore with all the cattle they're getting and this massive salary cap that they have with all of the signings they're getting? Are they becoming the new Roosters?
Are we hating them? Are we hating them because... Are we hating them as much as when they wore the ice hockey shoulder pads? Like, is it getting that bad? Is it getting that bad? Remember those things?
Oh, HF, Hornets.
I don't think so. I think we're feeling sorry for the Dogs. I was feeling sorry for them the last couple of years. So good on them.
Yeah, I agree.
If we had a nearest the pin, boys, where they finish. And don't give me 12th to 16th.
10th.
10th.
I'm taking 10th.
I'm saying 8th.
8th.
You reckon they make the 8th?
I think they finish 8th next year. Yeah.
I'm sort of leaning towards... I think they could.
10th.
Yeah.
I'll say 9th for the sake of it. But they're going to be very competitive, aren't they?
Mm. A lot yeah, absolutely.
You know who I can see in a Bulldog shirt? I can easily see Appy Coruscant. There just seems to be rumblings that salary cap wise, you've got to manage it. Mitch Kenny comes through. The Panther connection. They need a number 9.
Mm.
I'm going to say he'll be there at the start of the year.
Ooh.
There you go.
Start of next year.
As a wild guess, log this, Gibbo. Appy Coruscant, number 9, round 1 at the Bulldogs.
There's my A grade right there. Yeah. Joel Kane.
Okay, log that too, please, Gibbo.
Hey, boys, we like to do a thing down here called turning the house down, which is... And training the house up.
Yep, I love it.
Training the house down. So we don't get the media. We don't get the stories up there in the Gold Coast or Brisbane.
Yep.
Can you let us know, has there been any media stories on players who have just come back fitter?
Selwyn Cobbo. It's the fittest we've ever seen him.
Oh,
and he's like 19.
Okay. He's going
it's
in.
It's the fittest we've ever seen him.
Yep. Okay. Tick.
I love your segment.
What about Adam Reynolds? Has he been getting much?
No, he hasn't started training yet.
Okay, he didn't come back early.
He has got the photo in the new jersey, but he hasn't started training.
Where's he going to live, boys? Give him some advice because he likes this show. Where's Adam Reynolds going to live?
Burley.
Do you reckon he live on the Gold Coast?
Most of the Brisbane players actually don't live in Brisbane. They live on the Gold Coast or north of the Gold Coast. So, I reckon he'll be a beach, Burley Beach.
But is it a bit of a punish to drive?
No, he's from Maroubra.
No, he's from Redfern.
I reckon he'll live in a suburb called Bridgerman Downs.
Where's that?
North side of Brizzy. Big homes.
No, I don't want to go north side.
Big homes.
Yeah. Although there is a Costco there, isn't there?
How good's Costco? I went to Costco yesterday. Yeah. How good's that?
That's the best. Did you get the hot dog? Did you get the hot dog?
How good are they?
Oh, $2.
Are they taking Bunnings on, are they?
No, they just...
No,
it's a
they're
Tommy
a bit
thing.
Of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where you can buy bread, you can buy 10 kilos of chicken breast, and then you can buy a chainsaw right next to it. So you can just buy everything.
That's Aldi.
It's Costco as well.
Mm. Yeah, I do like Aldi.
I loved it.
I like Aldi. Mm.
And we like Gubby Dolphins guys? Too.
What's that, Gubby Gubby Dolphins?
Yeah, we love the. Well, I've shared my A grades. I think booing kick out when
well,
he's
Jason and I, we're sharing our A grade, and it is the game of rugby. Gibbo, sorry to say this, but the officiating in the Wales versus Wallabies game was horrendous. Some of the worst officiating I've ever seen. Gibbo, you agree? Don't agree?
Yeah, I agree, Sats. But
it was horrible.
Not very often we get to talk about rugby union on this show, though. But Mike Adamson, I think, was the referee there. And
yep.
Yeah, pretty disappointing for Australia not to get the victory.
Curly Beale got a yellow card for deliberately knocking the ball down.
Yeah.
We got a player sent off because he clashed heads with another player.
And the last little play of the game too wasn't too, because one of the Welsh guys had knocked the ball down, looked like intentionally, but it was play on and Wales end up scoring a try from it.
Oh, it was horrendous.
Have Joel and Fletch left?
No,
we're talking about cricket. I'm just looking I'm just in the personal section at the moment.
Hey, Woogie, Toolman provides some sage counsel here. He says, Sugar, the dog sacked Asiata for not having the double jab. I can't see Appy at the Dogs. Yeah, he hasn't signed up to the jab, has he?
Depends how important you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't we in sport?
Correct.
Yeah.
But you reckon players are using that to get out of clubs, though, don't you?
I think some players will use to get out of clubs, get out of their current contracts.
Mm. But not all clubs. Not all clubs are having that edict,
no.
Are they?
No. It's up They're to not. Yeah, the NRL have left it to each club, whether they mandate it or not. So, yeah, Tau Malolo is the most, I suppose, the highest profile player that hasn't received the vaccination yet. Mm. Is he doing that to maybe create rumblings with his current deal with the Cowboys? I'm not quite sure.
Mm. You're all over these Sats. Sats, can I ask you, just because it's topical, about the sending of lewd messages?
Yeah.
why wasn't it? Is that a criminal charge? If
there's any way that there's any sort of blackmail or extortion involved, yeah, absolutely.
By way of
carriage, they call it.
No, if I just sent you a photo of me in the shower...
No, it means you're consenting. So
No. But no, you're not consenting as a recipient.
I just sent it to you.
Yeah.
Is that a crime? This,
I've got it now on my phone. Oh, yuck.
Yeah. Is that a crime?
No.
But
why isn't it?
If we work together, it is a crime. My understanding.
Unless it's in your policies and procedures.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so, sending just a one-off, sending a one-off photo to you, it's not a crime.
No, if I'm consenting to it.
No, you're not consenting.
That I'm accepting it.
No, well, you looked at it because you didn't know what it was. You opened it.
You were horrified by it.
Oh, tripods.
If I forwarded that on to someone without your knowledge, that's an offence.
No, but wait. What Fletcher's saying, if he sends you a pic of him naked and you open it, is that you consenting if you just opened it?
No, it's not.
Okay, so it's a crime.
It could be.
Okay.
Yeah. It could be.
Don't send it, Fletch.
No. I was just wondering if it is.
He's already sent it.
So, boys, you led well last week.
Three legs.
You led well last week with the IMAR quiz, okay? Yep. And your question was revolving young Gardner, Remy Gardner. Have you got a question for this week's IMAR quiz to kick us off?
How many catches did Tim Payne take today for the second Tasmanian team?
Woogie, perfect. Yep. That's the question. Mm. How many catches did Tim Payne take for the second Tasmanian team? Have your say. 1300 01 1170. IMAR quiz coming up. Boys, enjoy the rest of your show. Great to chat.
Thank you, lads.
See you, boys.